Marvel fans, and welcome to What's New in Marvel Unlimited, where we take a look at the comics new to the Marvel Unlimited app. As always, there's a great selection of interesting stuff to take a look at. We've done our reading, and now we're here to help you navigate the vast chronicles of comics within the Marvel Unlimited app.
Welcome back to What's New in Marvel Unlimited. This is Dan, and each week my daughter Sienna and I are looking at which Marvel comics are releasing digitally through the Marvel Unlimited app. This week, we're focusing on comics that came out on the app the week of February 25th to March 2nd, 2024.
Yeah.
Alright, so, pretty interesting. How you doing, Sienna?
I'm doing pretty good.
She's had a big week.
Mm-hmm.
She was at the State Poetry Out Loud competition this week, and that was a lot of fun.
And no school today.
And
blizzard.
We went from 60 degree weather to a blizzard here in North Dakota. We also, before we get into the books of the week, do have a little bit of news that we wanted to visit with folks about. A while ago, Sienna and I put in to do a panel at C2E2, and we got confirmation this week that we have been accepted. So,
yippee!
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We like going to C2E2. We've been there before, had a great time. So it's going to be exciting to go back and get a chance to hopefully talk digital comics with some folks. So we've got a panel tentatively titled Digital Comics, Marvel Unlimited and the World of Digital Comics or something like that. We'll be getting more details on it as we get closer to the convention. But hopefully we will get a chance to see some of you folks there.
Come see us. Do it. Or else.
Or else nothing. There were really no threats involved. But nonetheless, we've got a lot of comics to talk about this week, too.
Yeah.
This was a crazy
week. A little bit more than usual.
A bit more than usual. What's our overview for this week?
So this week we have 30 new items. 5 of those are Infinity Comics, and then there are 28 regular monthly issues. And there are 8 first issues because there's an event going on. And there's 1 facsimile, which is the Uncanny X-Men number 141.
Yeah, and that's 34, by the way. So I just completely forgot to change the...
You were telling me you were doing math. Apparently you didn't do your math right.
I did the math on the other stuff. But there was a lot. There's 34.
Not even 34. That would be 33.
Plus the 1 facsimile.
Oh, you're correct.
Ha-ha!
Never mind. I don't even know what that means. What is that?
Facsimiles are essentially reprints of older comics.
Oh.
What they do to cash in on old IP without having to actually do any new work or pay any new creators. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we usually start out by talking a little bit about the Infinity Comics. What did we have in the world of Infinity Comics this week?
So we have Avengers United number 20, Marvel's Voices number 92, Spider-Man Unlimited number 26, X-Men Unlimited number 128, and then It's Jeff number 31, which I saw, and I saw the cover of it, and it looked really cute.
Yep, so Jeff's the little land shark.
Yeah.
I think that maybe he took the place of Alligator Loki this week, that maybe we get a cute Animal Unlimited, an Infinity comic. Every week, but it's not always the same one. So, in this case, we got an It's Jeff instead. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a cutie.
So, pretty much the standards again. None of the new stuff, like any of the gang war stuff that we're going to be talking about, got Infinity Comics. So it was mostly just the standard stuff. Again, I'm keeping up with Avengers United. I don't know. Are you keeping up with the Spider-Man Unlimited stuff?
Not really.
No? So it seems like what we're finding here. We dipped our foot into the Infinity Comics. But it seems like when you get a chance to read, you're far more heading for the traditional regular comics than the Infinity
Comics. I don't know why, because I think the Infinity Comics are cool and they're kind of easier to read, so I don't know why I'm not reading them.
Maybe because they're just not as interesting when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, I think it might be because they kind of just seem like they're kind of just extra things that aren't part of the main storylines of stuff, so they don't really connect to anything else.
And they really are sort of snack-sized. I think that, like, I read the first 15 or 16 Avengers Uniteds all at once basically just in one sitting. Mm-hmm. And that felt like a good story chunk. So I wonder if also some of these, just the fact that they bring out a chapter every week, they're so small that it's really hard to really get a lot out of them. Even with the Spider-Man stuff, I caught up on that a lot of times by waiting mm-hmm. 3-4 weeks, and then I would scroll through them. And...
yeah, because they have like a full story, like 5 things, and then it's a full story, and then they do another one.
Yeah. So, anyway, though. So, Infinity Comics are there for the folks who are enjoying them. Standard Comics, though. Man, do we have a bunch of stuff mm-hmm. this week. So, let's talk about all the Spider-Man Gang War stuff later. What are some of the things that came out this week that you thought were interesting that are not Spider-Man Gang War related?
Okay, so the ones I read were Captain Marvel, number 2.
Okay. What did you think of that one?
That one was interesting. I remembered after a little bit of reading what it was about, because I remembered by the name, like the Negabands, I was like, oh yeah, that thing where she's like switching with this girl and it's basically just Captain Marvel movie.
Yep.
But then I was like, oh yeah, and then there's this lady and she like killed this guy and now she's like living inside of him. Crazy.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
So that one's kind of in the process. It's continuing on.
Yeah.
The art is pretty cool. It almost reminds me of sort of an Amanda Connor-ish sort of artwork. I really like Amanda Connor's art. She's done a lot of cool stuff. It's more cartoony, but really expressive stuff. So I like the art in Captain Marvel. I thought that the story's been entertaining enough to keep us moving.
Also, she's gay.
Who?
The girl.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The one inside Captain Marvel's head.
Yeah.
Yes. She was just about murdered while trying to get a date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
But then she saved her, and now they're gonna be in love forever.
There you go.
Yeah. And then, I read the ones that aren't Gang War. I read She-Hulk.
Okay, what'd you think of She-Hulk?
It was kind of like, I feel like it's not very much right now, but I feel like it's gonna get more interesting because I feel like nothing really happened.
There was a big Hulk fight.
Yeah, but even that, it was kind of like, I got through it and I was like, oh, that's it. There's nothing else.
The Hulk is a very relaxed
Nothing book. Happened.
Right? Yeah. It was kind of an odd one. It was an interesting book. So.
And then the other one I read was Uncanny Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of interested by, but it's also like related to X-Men. So I feel like I'm still kind of, it's like contained in its own thing. But I also am like, feel like I'm missing some context.
Probably.
But they explain it enough so I know what's happening. But I actually, it's like connected to the other things where they have like a lot of them have this like no vigilante, no superhero like
thing right
legislature.
Now. There's actually a law in New York City preventing that. So you're going to see that in Gang War as well. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of what goes on in the Spider-Man books for that.
Part of the Bane plot.
Yep. So. Some other ones I took a look at. I read Avengers Incorporated number 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually enjoying them. Kind of this time they go to Valhalla and have to solve the murder of Scourge, who is killed while going to turn a big boar on a spit. So
there you go.
All he was doing was being helpful, and he gets murdered for it. So that was entertaining, and I think there's another story there that we're gonna. Kind of some deeper mysteries. And then Moon Knight City of the Dead just finished up. You probably didn't read that one.
Mm-mm.
But I'm a big Moon Knight fan, of course. That is a sort of a backstory issue about Moon Knight's life as a mercenary before he became Moon Knight. And it also introduces the Layla character from the TV show into actual Marvel continuity. So we actually get to see a little bit of the Scarlet Scarab. And it's pretty interesting stuff. David Pose wrote that, did a nice job on it. So I'm looking forward to seeing where Moon Knight continues moving on and where it goes to next from there. But that was kind of a cool one. And then what was the other one that I know you didn't read that I did?
Iron Man?
Iron Man. Yeah. Iron Man's plugging along. We got some Riri Williams this month and a bit of a fight. She's not particularly understanding about why Tony would have married, you know, a super villainess, but there you go. It's the way things go in comics. So I actually enjoyed Iron Man this month. I was not sure when we started back up doing all of this how I would feel about them, but they've actually been pretty fun. I remain an Iron Man fan even when crazy things are happening. So, and that takes us pretty much to, and there's Star Wars as well. If you're enjoying the Star Wars sort of robots, Robot Rebellion books, that's continuing on. We're getting near the end of that. So that would just kind of be extending there. But I think mostly what we maybe should talk about this week is Spider-Man Gang War. What is also weird about the Gang War stuff is they dropped a ton of comic books.
Yeah, like basically all of them this week were this.
And if you look in the list, a lot of them were from like November or December or January. It looks like they dropped like a month and a half of comic books in 1 week. Because we got Amazing Spider-Man number 38, 39, 40, and 41 all this week. We got Amazing Spider-Man Gang War First Strike. We got Daredevil Black Armor, Daredevil Gang War, Deadly Hands of Kung Fu Gang War, Luke Cage Gang War.
One and two.
Miles Morales Spider-Man 12, 13, and 14. Spider-Woman Gang War 1 and 2, which is just called Spider-Woman, actually. And I think that's it. But that's enough.
Yeah, right? That's a lot.
It's a ton of books. And they all do kind of work together, because what happens is that Spider-Man, the first couple books are sort of weird. He's basically like eaten by a demon and then has to climb his way back out and explode out of the demon and everything. And at the end, Robbie Robertson's son, Randy, actually ends up getting badly injured and just about murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Not by the demon, but by somebody else. Turns out Randy is actually dating Tombstone's daughter. And he's been injured badly and is in the hospital. While he's there, Hammerhead attempts to take over his territory by hatching this big plot. Everything goes bad, and suddenly there's gangs all over the place of supervillains and mafia and whatever trying to take over New York. So Spider-Man's trying to stop it. He recruits Spider-Woman. He recruits... who else?
Recruits all of them.
Yeah. He recruits Spider-Woman. He recruits Daredevil. And it's Elektra, the Daredevil we mostly see.
Yeah.
He recruits She-Hulk. Luke Cage, who's the mayor of New York, actually comes out and ends up doing some vigilante stuff to try and stop things. There's all sorts of stuff going on all over the place.
But then the problem is that, like, the vigilantes can't actually do anything to help because there's a law against them.
Yes.
And so every time they go out, the police are like, well, if you're out here, we're going to have to arrest you, even though you saved our lives.
Yep. Even Luke Cage himself, as he's trying to help people, the cops are like, sorry, I know the people you're trying to stop just tried to kill us, but if you try to help, you're a civilian, so then we're going to have to arrest you. So it's pretty strange. There is one thing I really like about this, though, and that is that events can be really stressful to keep up on and find all the books for and read through. And one of the nice things is that we actually do have a reading guide in the system. So if you go into search on your Marvel Unlimited and you just type in Gang War, what's going to come up actually, and it's kind of a long name, but it's going to come up and give you Amazing Spider-Man Gang War First Strike. Or no, it's going to come up if you go to reading guides. And it'll bring you Amazing Spider-Man Gang War Part 1. And you click into that, the event is going to come up, and it will start with Spider-Man number 37, continue on into Miles Morales, then into some specials, and Spider-Woman, and Luke Cage, and then as you get farther along, there'll be some Daredevil books, and then near the end, we actually get a Deadly Hands of Kung Fu crossover as well.
Yeah, and there's also in the back of all of the issues, they have like a checklist.
Yep.
And so after the book that you've read, it like crosses it out so you know where you're at and which ones you've read or like should have read to put it in order.
Yep. Now, the one thing it doesn't have is when you get to the end of Spider-Man number 30, let's say Spider-Man number 40, theoretically, the next one in line to read is Miles Morales number 13. But it doesn't tell you that. It sends you to Spider-Man 41. Mm-hmm. So just keep in mind that you have to go back to the reading guide. You can't just read one after another or you get out of order. And it doesn't really hurt that bad to read them out of order, probably. But there will be some things that you'll be like, oh, when did that happen? And then you find out it happened in another
book.
So the reading lists are nice. As somebody who's been pretty burned out on events over the last 30 or so years of big summer crossovers and the like at Marvel and DC, I have to say that reading them, using the reading guide in a way where I don't have to worry about collecting them all, is really kind of nice. This is one of the advantages of digital comics. Because I always used to find it irritating that I would be trying to read this crossover, and it's like an 8-part crossover, but then there's 30 other books that sort of connect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to go out and buy every one of those books, it's colossally expensive to get the whole story. Here, you can just look through them and maybe even just skip some of the stuff you're not interested in, get to the parts that cross over with the Gang War stuff you want, and then move on. Or maybe you'll find you really enjoy the whole comic and you read the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about being bankrupted to keep up on the story,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of nice. So, I'm not unenjoying this so far.
I think it's really interesting. Some of the, like, crossovers and stuff, I'm like, there's too much stuff to, like, look at. But in this, it's kind of like, even though it crosses over with a lot of things, it's, I think, with the comics that I've even read, doing this for, like, a few months or whatever, I can understand what's happening because I'm familiar with the characters and kind of what's going on.
Yep.
So you don't really have to have that much context. And even though I didn't read, like, the Amazing Spider-Man's up until, like, number 40, I still understood what was happening.
Yep, you can get in pretty quickly, and what essentially happens with most of the other characters is they have their own story that kind of happens, and then at a certain point, their story drops them in the middle of a street somewhere in New York, and they end up fighting other people in the Gang War.
Yeah.
So they all kind of have these intersecting stories. But it's really, really gone well so far. I did also enjoy the actual Spider-Man books that led into this. I think that the art and story on the Amazing Spider-Man books was actually really good. Ed McGuinness was the penciler on 37 and 38, at least, I think. I really enjoy his stuff. And then heading into the later books, it's actually John Romita Jr. who comes back. So some classic artists I've been, you know, reading the work of for, man, decades now. So very, very kind of good stuff. Stuff I'm very used to. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, other than that, there was that facsimile issue. There's a new Wolverine. I think we had two or three other.
There was Incredible Hulk, an X-Men.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff.
I think that pretty much covers it, actually. So, a lot of stuff. If you're interested, there's a bunch of number ones, bunch of things that you would consider a jumping on point, although most of them aren't jumping on points so much as they are entry points into the whole Gang War
thing. Yeah, all of the number ones were Gang War stuff.
Yeah.
So
really, if we do look at jumping on points, I would say that the number one jumping on point is probably Amazing Spider-Man, either 38 or 39, depending on where you want to start. After that, a lot of these, you know, the Daredevil books dovetail into it, Deadly Hands of Kung Fu.
I would say that Luke Cage is probably the place to start because that gives you kind of context of what's going on. Because mm-hmm. it's like Luke Cage as the mayor, like trying to figure out what's going on in the first place. So you get kind of like, it's more like a context thing than like a fighting this, like in the battles and stuff like that.
Dealing with that whole problem of how vigilantes, essentially that with superheroes outlawed, it just makes it easier for the bad guys to clean up the city.
Because obviously you can't outlaw bad guys because they're already outlawed.
That is true. They are already outlaws. And then as far as bingeable, main one really is the Moon Knight City of the Dead, which is a 5-issue miniseries, just finished up with issue number 5. We're getting close on some other ones. I think that the Uncanny Spider-Man is a 5-issue, so I think we've got one more left. But really, for the most part, other than that, there's nothing that's ending this week. Just a bunch of stuff starting.
Yeah. Things are not going well for Mr. Spider-Man and Uncanny Spider-Man.
No.
He's not having a good time.
Yeah, that's still kind of a crazy crossover idea that
that you would
have Nightcrawler as Spider-Man, but that's how that works. So, anyways, an interesting week, a bunch of stuff this week, and I was relatively pleased. Deanna, guess we're at that point. What was your pick of the week from this huge stack of comics?
Since like half of them were Gang War, I'm going to pick one from Gang War, and I would say the Amazing Spider-Man First Strike one was probably my favorite just because it's the first one I read and it gave context while also like having the battles and stuff. And it starts out with like introducing the villains, which I liked because it gives you more of like a, I feel like more context of like, this is what the problem is, and this is who they're going to be fighting and stuff like that, rather than, like, the Luke Cage ones, which were, they were context, but they were just kind of, like, talking and figuring things out instead of actually, like, also being in the actual situation. And the plot twist of it was also really cool, and I like that.
Yep, and this really is, like, it's not the actual technical beginning of the Gang War thing. But it's really where you get everybody literally around
it's
a table
the
and
first
they,
strike.
They explain the bad guys, and then you've got kind of the setup, and this is where Randy Robinson experiences some difficulties and the like, and you kind of see the whole thing take off. Yeah, so that one written by Cody Ziegler and Zeb Wells, with art by Joey Vasquez. Really a nicely made issue, too. I think the art's cool. That was well done. I'm going to go, I guess, with just Gang War as a whole. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of different creators doing stuff. So you get to see different art styles and different takes on things. And all the different characters coming at it from their own perspective while ending up in the same scrum. So, good stuff. All right, I think that's about it. Anything else you wanted to talk about this week?
I guess not really. I guess I'm just going to have to read some more Infinity comics.
Yeah.
Because I need to get more into those.
Or maybe not.
But I like them. I just don't read them, and I don't know why.
You know, sometimes if you don't read something, even if you think you like it, you really don't. I discovered that about a bunch of comics that I used to think I like, and I kept buying them and buying them, and then they just sat there and I never read them, and eventually I realized I wasn't as interested in them as I thought I was. Because if I was, I would have been reading them. So then I stopped buying them. So, we'll see. But it also could just be that sometimes they are more of a binge thing. You gotta wait for them to pile up a little bit.
Okay, so that's it for today. And we'll see you next week for another look at what's new in the world of Marvel Unlimited. And we'd love to hear from you. Email us at unlimitedanswers@comicsovertime.com or find us on Instagram or Blue Sky at comicsovertime. And make sure to subscribe now in order to get our weekly look at what's new on the Marvel Unlimited app. You can find us anywhere fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, Google, Amazon, Spotify, and our hosting platform, Podbean.
All right, sounds good. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.